program. I'm that old cop, retired cop, Jack McLam, and we have Pastor Butch Paul on the line with us. And Pastor Butch, we've got Ron on the line. Let's take his call real quick here. Ron, brother, welcome to the program. You're on with Pastor Butch Paul.
How you doing, Jack?
Can
you read that brochure you read last week on the air?
What brochure?
That was the FBI brochure.
Oh, yeah, the FBI brochure. I have a guest on with us right now, Ron, so I won't read it now. But I'll tell you what, brother, if you want a copy of that FBI brochure, we have our copy here. All the rest of them disappeared when they were first given out, but we've got our brochure here. And what we do is we lay it on the copy machine and make you a copy back in front of that FBI brochure that points out that Christians and constitutionalists and people that question authority are all suspected domestic terrorists. That's the one you're talking about. And I can't read it to you today. I did that last week, but we can do it again. But it'd be best, Ron, if you just get a hold of us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and ask for a copy. And for about $3, we'll make you a copy and pay the postage. It'll help us pay the postage. You can send in a $3 donation, and that will be made for you and sent right out to you, brother. And then you can make copies of it, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, Ron, thanks a lot for calling in. Yes, folks, things are coming down really fast, very, very fast on us. Yes, the FBI... Although they withdrew that and said it was a mistake, Pastor Butch, when we questioned them, oh, that was a mistake. That should have never gone out. But let me tell you, I was a cop in the city of Phoenix, Arizona. That is the mindset of the federal government, that we are the Christians and we who are the constitutionalists are the enemy of this government today. So anyway, Pastor Butch, go ahead and continue, please. Hello, Pastor Butch? Pastor Butch is gone, is he? Well, I don't know what happened here. Our producer, if you're listening in, can you try to get Pastor Butch back? Somehow we're not able to communicate. What'd you say? Okay, thank you. All right, folks, well... I want to say to you that if you'll go to this website, you can read E.V. Kidd, a good friend of mine. Her report on the national ID is not mandatory to the states, but we've got to get our state elected things to stand up against it. And so go to this website, folks, newswithviews.com, www.newswithviews.com. Views.com, and you can read D.V. Kidd's article August 21st, 2006, on how to get your states to stand up and say no to this national ID card, because under states' rights, our constitutional system, the federal constitution and the state constitutions, the states do not have to accept this. Okay? Pastor Butch, are you back?
Yes, I am, Jack. Sorry about that. I punched the wrong button there.
Okay, all right. Well, let me ask you this, brother. Have you heard that the state of New Hampshire, praise God, hallelujah, has said they will not accept this card?
Well, actually, they didn't. They one House voted against it, one voted to keep it, so it has not passed up there yet.
Oh, it hasn't passed
yet. Not.
Oh, I've been misinformed then. Okay, folks, hold on. We'll be right back with Pastor Butch after these important messages.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, needs special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Let me read you something very exciting here of what can happen in your state if the people get active. If you can get a hold of the pastors and the churches and the people, it might just take the people because the pastors might be too scared to lose their 501c3 tax exempt status to do it. But the people can do this. Listen to this, folks. The state of New Hampshire. Here is the bill that they're trying to get passed, okay? Pastor Butch said it hadn't passed yet. But it says here, in the state of New Hampshire, in the year of our Lord 2006, an act prohibiting New Hampshire from participating in the National Identification Card System, be it enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives in general court, convened prohibition against participation in the National Identification System. The general court finds that the public policy established by Congress in the Real ID Act of 2005, Public Law 109.13, is contrary and repugnant to Articles 1 through 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution, as well as Amendments 4 through 10 of the Constitution of the United States of America. Therefore, the state of New Hampshire shall not participate in the National Identification Card System, nor shall their Department of Safety, that's the DPS, the state police system, nor shall the Department of Safety amend the procedures for applying for a driver's license under RSA 263 or an identification card under RSA 260 colon 2021. And folks, that's what we need to get done. Pastor Butch Paul, what do you think?
I think you're right on. And the reason I know it didn't pass, Brother Jack, I have some very dear friends up in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Told me the House did pass it. The Senate declined because the federal government promised them $3 million. So they sold their state for $3 million.
Wow. My gosh. My gosh. I hope it's going to go into the pockets of those senators because to be a sellout like that, a traitor to your country, I hope they get paid for it, their 30 pieces of silver.
I guarantee you, payday's coming for all men one day, and I'd say this when preaching that all men, all individuals will one day reap for eternity. Nations reap in the world, and America is going to reap what you have sown.
Yeah.
50 men dead, babies, sodomites and lesbians marching on the streets naked, Christians being arrested, bombing innocent sovereign nations into submission. America's payday is coming.
Mm-hmm. It sure is, brother.
And repentance is the only thing that's going to stop it. And I don't see it happening on a large scale.
No, it's beginning to happen in small ways here and there, brother, because we can see that the awakening of the people of the nation as the oppression begins to come across and goring their own oxens.
Yes.
The people are beginning to awaken and make a little noise out there. So I pray every day that God would see this, brother, and give us more time and just stay the hand of these Luciferians, his enemies, so that we can have more time to awaken more people. Because I see it starting to happen, brother, but we need some time yet, don't we?
Yes, we do. And if we don't move quickly, he will fulfill Amos 8:11 in our land, where he'll take away even the hearing of the word. There are very few real pastors and preachers out there left this country. I said very few. I can name on two hands the ones that I would even walk in the building and call a preacher. There are very few. There's probably not even 10 per state that's telling the whole truth. And we need those men desperately to stand in the gap. And he's sending some out. And by the grace of our God in heaven, I've been on the radio, I said, going 14 years screaming as loud as I scream. And yes, some people are starting to pay attention. But most are still steeped in the ball games and vacation and paychecks.
I'm just thinking, brother, about you remember when Pastor John Lewis used to go across the country with his military uniform on, and he'd get up and give that wonderful speech of as one of the Black Brigade. And he told us, he said that he used to have a church of something like, I forget how many people, not very big, because he was preaching the whole Word of God, and people run from the church. They don't want to hear it, you know?
Oh, yes.
When I got rid of our 501c3, he says half the church left, and God got it to the size that I could handle.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
people will run from the truth. They really will.
I've been kicked out of several churches, and that's a fact. And invited to leave, I guess I should say. And we have over the years that I've been pastoring outside the 501c3 organizations, we've had hundreds come through, but only a few stick.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a will to do what's right, and it takes a faith to overcome the fear. But without that will and faith, you'll never make it.
Yeah, people just don't want to give up the system they're living under today, which is absolutely Babylonian and Luciferian, brother.
Absolutely.
And they don't want to give it up because it's like the sugar teat that you give the kid, you know? And the kid would like it so much, he didn't want to give it up. You had a hard time getting it away from him,
you know?
And that's what we have today, the security blanket that the people have, the government takes care of them from the cradle to the grave, and they don't have anything to worry about. They worship government more than they worship God. And I'm saying this about Christians, too.
Amen.
That's
the key problem, the Christians.
That's right.
I call it cotton candy preaching, all fluff and no substance.
Very good.
Very good
analogy. Yeah, it tastes good, too.
It tastes great, but you starve to death on it.
That's right. Brother, if you don't mind, let's take a couple calls here. Debbie in Dallas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're on with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hi, it's me, Debbie from New Millennium.
Hey, Debbie.
I remember the call. Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hi there, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm good. I want to apologize to you, all of your listeners, for missing out on last Saturday.
Well, doggone it. Yeah. We missed you. I told them you were coming on, and we were stomping our little foot. We were waiting for Debbie to come in, and you never came, sister.
I'm so sorry.
Brother Jack, she stood me up before, too. Don't feel bad.
Oh, she did, huh?
Yeah.
I have.
I see. Well, I'll tell you what, this is the first time for me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Debbie, wow, we got callers on the line to talk to Pastor Butch Paul.
I know, so I won't keep you long. I just wanted to remind people to call in and order Berkey water filters.
Yes,
at 1-888-803-4438.
Give it out a little slower, sister, a little slower. I can't write right that fast.
It's 1-888-803-4438. And just say they heard it on your show, and we'll go over any specials with them. And, we are here Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5 Central. Leave a good name and number, and I do call back even in the evenings and sometimes on the weekends, which is what I'm going to be doing in a few minutes here.
Okay.
And we've got all kinds of good things happening at New Millennium. Mainly want to remind people that it's important to have good drinking water all the time.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah, very important.
And that was it.
Okay, sister, listen, I want to have you on next Saturday if you could schedule me some time, would you?
I'd like to talk to you about the importance
of good water and all, and I like to keep you on about 10, 15 minutes. So could you pencil me in for next Saturday?
Okay.
I don't remember
what's happening next Saturday yet.
Okay.
But I'll check my calendar. Call me, on the number that you have, and we'll talk.
All right. Well, just remember, Debbie, there's nothing more important than being on the Officer Jack McLam program.
I know that.
Okay.
I know.
Thank you so much.
Take care. God
all right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, folks, seriously.
She's
a sweetheart, I'll tell you. And she's doing such important work, Pastor Butch Paul, because I have a Berkey water filter right here in my home, and I'll tell you what, it's just such a good feeling to know that I have well water, but we put the well water right through there to be sure we're not drinking any bad stuff in our water, and it's a great feeling.
I've had a Berkey for 7 or 8 years now, and I will not do without a Berkey.
Yeah, same here, brother. Okay, let's go to Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on with Pastor Butch Paul. Hello, Richard. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Richard. You're on with Pastor Butch Paul. Go right ahead.
Well, this is Richard from Montana.
Oh, Montana. It says Alabama on here. Oh, okay. Well, Montana, you're my neighbor here next door to me, Richard.
Yeah, and I've been trying to get you. I'm Richard Salata from KT Ordnance.
Okay.
And remember, I was raided, although...
Yes, that's right. You're the Richard.
This is Pastor Butch. Please give me a call, too. I'd like to talk to you about that. My number is 800-777-4403. Please call me. I'd like to talk to you about that also.
Yeah,
okay, and I was going to ask for some heavy prayer for the next month or so, because last night there was a deputy out there taking pictures of my building.
Ah.
Which only means that they're going to be raiding it real soon.
Okay, they're not through with you yet, Richard, is that right?
That's right, and I suspect that somewhere, well, I know there's a 120-day limitation on their ability to file charges against me, so that would be October 4th. So somewhere between now and October 4th, I probably will be arrested.
Okay, Richard. Listen, brother, I want to have you on my show, too, and Pastor Butch Paul does.
Okay.
See if you're free for next Saturday, okay?
Next Saturday I'm having a fundraiser up in Calistoga.
Okay. Hold on, Richard. Hold on just a minute. We'll be right back, and we want to get out some contact information for Richard. And then we'll get right back to Pastor Butch Paul. Folks, hang on. We'll be right back. Get a pencil and paper now, if you haven't done so already. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who've discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, right back here quickly. Richard in Montana, did you get the phone number? I know he gave it out pretty quick. Did you give Pastor Butch Paul's phone number? Did you get it?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
and Richard,
good,
please
good.
Call me as early as Monday. I'd like to have you on the first part of the week if possible.
Okay, I can do that.
Good. We got to get this brother some help.
Yes, yep. I'm on 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 5 nights a week, so please call me.
Okay, I will.
All right. Okay, good, Richard. Okay, brother, we're going to ask the people right now, everybody out there, please pray for Richard.
Yes.
He's really under some heavy oppression right now. The government's trying to take him out, and we really need to pray him through this thing, and we can do it, Richard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, brother. Well, listen, get a hold of me too, would you?
Okay, I shall.
We'll have you on, and we'll just get a whole bunch of people standing up for you and raising Cain and hopefully get this thing put down before it happens, okay? All right, Lord bless you, Richard. Yeah, bad situation. Let's go real quick now to Charles in North Carolina. Charles, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're on with Pastor Butch Paul.
Okay, this is for Pastor Butch Paul.
Okay.
This is Revelation 13, verses 17 and 18.
Right.
And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600 3 score and 6. I have the amplified right beside me, and it says, for it is a human number, the number of a certain man. His number is 666. Could you shed some light on this?
Certainly can, and as much as I can in a few minutes here. Of course, you just read verse 17. The mark is accepted, as you see there, three different ways. The literal mark, and the or, and it says or. It says it three times. There are three different ways to receive the mark. The number of the man, and one thing I want to clarify, too, whenever they put your digital picture on your card, that is a number of a man. Now, it may not be 666, but that's close enough to concern me. But it says, no man may buy or sell save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. There's three different ways there. And that's very important to understand that. And to take the name of the beast means that you worship him. You take the name of Christ when you become a Christian. If you worship the beast by going into the system, you're taking his name.
What about verse 18?
Verse 18 talks about the number of a certain man. Now, that is something I cannot get into in detail, especially in 5 minutes, but I don't even understand all enough myself to explain to you one time, but it's going to be a world leader that one day will impose his will upon all people.
Okay, Charles. Is that good enough for you?
Thank you, then.
Okay, Charles, thanks for calling in. Call back again if you will. Let's go to Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, welcome to the program. You're on with Pastor Butch Paul.
Thank you, Pastor Butch Paul, and thank you, Officer Jack McLam, for everything that you are doing.
Thank you, sister. And thank you for all you're doing. I know you, gal, and you are an activist, and we thank you so much for all you're doing, too.
Well, we're at the crossroads, and the people, I heard Pastor Butch make the comment that people in fear. Now, Pastor Butch can tell them if they're fearful now, this is a joke, because they don't know what fear is.
Right.
Because what's coming down, as Pastor Butch and you are quite aware of, this is nothing, absolutely nothing.
You see nothing yet.
That's correct. People will lose their pensions. People, you might as well say goodbye. You don't need to be talking to Bethlehem Steel and the car workers. And we've lost our manufacturing base to 85%. So it's adios, amigo. So people better wise up. Now, we're at the crossroads, and it's so interesting because we have Pat Robinson here in Virginia, and his father, as you know, was Senator of Virginia.
Yeah.
And what's
good
so
old,
interesting?
Good old 33rd degree Masonic Lodge member Pat Robertson. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And what's so interesting? He has a Christian broadcasting news station, and I challenge Mr. Robinson to please alert his viewership to the North American Union, because as you both know, President Bush signed March 23rd, 2005, the North American Union with Vicente Fox. And the president of Mexico and the prime minister at that time, Paul Martin. And what that means is that we will have no sovereignty, we will have no Supreme Court, because we will have a bunch of unelected hacks over top of the Supreme Court who our police officers and our soldiers will answer to. The state will lose all authority. And the irony of this whole situation is that there is not one senator in this country that is on record to oppose this. And the people need to know, for President Bush to make that agreement, where's the Senate ramifications? So I challenge every listener to go to do a search anywhere they want. North American Union, signed by our President Bush over in Waco, Texas. And what this means to you, we will lose our sovereignty, we will lose our Constitution. And the Capitol phone number, and not one senator, not one congressman has stepped up to the plate, because they know when you call it 877-762-8762, you will not get a response. But
okay, sister, we're up on a break. All right, hang on there. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
To Leslie real quick and let her finish up. Leslie, are you still there?
Thank you, because okay. I cannot emphasize this enough. This is your money, people. This is your freedom, and these are your rights are at stake. You go to the government website. It's called SPP.gov. It's the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. SPP.gov. It is your money that's being spent and your freedoms and rights being taken away for the benefit of the few. And if Pastor Paul and Officer Jack McLam, when they get time, can interview Dr. Corsi, because I know he'd be glad to come on your show, because he works with the Minuteman. He's got a book. And
yeah.
It was... And it's through their brave efforts that have exposed so much that has come to light, what's at stake, and why our borders are not being defended at all. And then you can see why this is carefully manipulated and orchestrated at your expense. But if they can do two simple things, one, support Butch Paul, and you, Officer McLam, the most simple things, and start today, not tomorrow. We do not have time. And when you read these governmental documents, you will see what is at stake. And then you call or email Pastor Paul or Officer McLam your contribution, support, or whatever you can do. And also you call your congressperson at 877. It's a toll-free number, 762-8762, and his silence on this issue is not acceptable. And you demand that he take a position one way or the other, and I'm giving you fair warning now. Now, one, we'll talk about this, and this is your money and your freedoms, folks, and you better call 877-762-8762 and demand some accountability from your senator and your local congressman and even your local official about the North American Union, because this, we are at the crossroads now, and I cannot...
Okay, Leslie. Well, thank you, sister, so much for all your hard effort there in Virginia, too. God bless you, okay? All right. Folks, yes, and the number that Leslie gave out, okay, you can also call in and raise Cain about this national ID card coming out, okay? The mark of the beast, all right? We need to attack these issues very quickly here. Let's go back to Pastor Butch. Pastor Butch, do you have some other things you want to say? Because I see our phones are lining up here. We've got John, Jim, and Mike.
Well, take the calls, Brother Jack. I
okay.
can always add, well, you take all the calls you want to.
Okay, now I hope, John, Jim, and Mike, that you have something for Pastor Butch Paul, okay, on target, on the subject, because we've got to get the people lined up and got to get them going, all of us, me, you, Pastor Butch, on this national ID card. We got to get it stopped, folks, because that is the mark of the beast. Let's go to John in Arizona now. John, you're on with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hi, Jack and Pastor Paul. How are you?
Hello.
Jack, I just wanted to ask you a quick question about the gentleman that called in from Montana there, actually.
Okay.
Is he the one that actually Alex Jones had on his show that they raided his home and everything?
I believe he is, yeah.
Okay, because he was handing out videos. Is there a chance?
No, that's not the same one.
Oh, no. This is a different guy.
Okay.
Pastor Butch, do you know his story?
The one that handed up videos?
The Richard. No, Richard in Montana.
I just
he has something to do with making guns or gun kits or something like that?
He makes gun kits, and although they're all totally legal, you know, the ATF can make up rules to go along now.
They do. They do. Indeed.
So, yeah. This gentleman he's talking about, it was from Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to make a pledge, Jack, to you, to your police and military organization, of at least $30 or $40 here, and get the police and military Against the New World Order books into those sheriff's hands and local police officers. So.
Well, brother, we can do that. Yeah, we're all volunteers here, so every penny goes to educating our police and military. So, John, God bless you for that.
So, if I send in that money, will you make sure that they all receive one of your aid and abet books?
Okay, now who is it you're talking about? We got a lot of cops and soldiers out there.
Well, the local sheriff or whatever that's coming down on that gentleman in Montana there.
Oh, okay, the guy around Richard there in Montana. Okay,
yes, I want to make sure that department, the local sheriff there, and his deputies. At least a few of them, you know. I don't know how many, you know, what $30 or $40 will purchase in the books.
Okay.
But,
listen, John, we have the sheriff's book here. We buy a new one each year that lists the sheriffs in the area, so we can find out from Richard where he's at, and we can do that. Yes, John,
okay.
We'll get that done.
All right, I'll send the money to you.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, that's all I have.
Take care.
Yep.
All right, bye-bye now. Okay, let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hey, guys, I'm pleased to inform you that I solved the border crisis yesterday. I solved it.
Oh, you solved the border crisis.
I
we got to hear about that.
Oh, yeah. I offered a solution. Of course, they didn't take me up on it, but Pastor Butch, I filed for governor of Texas officially.
Good for you.
Yes, sir. And... you know, I followed your lead, and I'm doing something. I'm stepping up to the plate and going to bat and trying to make a difference here. It cost me $4,000. I gave it to them all in pennies.
Oh.
And guess what? Guess what?
What?
Officer Jack, by the way, I gave your video to our local sheriff. He was head of Texas DPS for years. Now he's my sheriff.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
Well...
head of DPS.
He claims to be a Christian, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Head of DPS. He's a state commander.
Yeah,
and most of those guys are so in league with the FBI, it ain't funny. So I hope he's not one of those.
He's real friendly to me, so that makes me nervous. But you know what? When I filed for governor, 6 TV news cameras were there, 5 or 6 newspaper reporters, 8 or 10 newspaper photographers from the Central Texas area were present to record the historic delivery of $500,000 to our Secretary of State. And you know what I told them when they asked me what I'd do as governor?
What's that?
I said, day one, boys, I'm challenging Vincent Fox, the sly dog, to meet me in the Rio Grande River, and he'll have one choice. He'll have an ultimatum. He will withdraw his invasion army back to his side, of the river, back into his country, or I will break his neck right there in the middle of the river and hold him underwater till he drowns. And you know what, Butch? Now, I know you like this, and I'm not a violent man. I'm a Christian.
Yeah,
and
sounds like it.
And I have to defend this Christian country. Sir?
Yes.
We have to defend this Christian country.
Absolutely.
Now, if he doesn't do the right thing and pull his army back, then he's going to suffer the consequences. Of course, he won't take me up on that challenge, but I made that challenge in front of the TV cameras, and not one of them would air it.
Oh, of course not. Of course
That's
not.
Right. That's right.
Gutless, spineless traitors.
Yeah.
And you know what? That is exactly what I do. That's leadership for Texas, and I dare another one to come over after I do that.
Well, thanks, Jim, for calling
brother.
Okay, you take care, brother. And good luck, and thank you for being an activist. God bless you, brother, and protect you, too. Okay, let's go to Mike in Maryland real quick. Mike, welcome to the program. You're on with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hey, great show. Yeah, I admire both you gentlemen greatly. I called up Pastor Butch Paul the other night, had a nice little conversation with him. But I want to ask Pastor Butch Paul, this national ID, if we don't get it, does this exclude us from flying on planes and trains and government buildings and government benefits, or does this actually prevent us from getting a job and having a bank account too?
Yes. You will not be able to have a bank account without that. You cannot bank without this. You cannot cash a check. You cannot probably hold down a job because you have to have ID to get a job. The driver's license is required today almost for everything.
Well, then, what percentage of the people do you think won't go along with this?
Well, what I'm seeing now, and I'm going to have to just lay it out for what I see. I can't tell you what's going to happen in a year and a half from now. I'm the only pastor that I know of in this whole country, I know in the state of West Virginia, that has confronted the state about this. I don't know of any other pastor that's went to the head of the state and approached with this. I have no knowledge of any other pastor in the whole United States saying no, going to the DMV, going to the head of the legislative aid, going to see the governor. I don't know of any. And that's really a sad statement, but it's nonetheless it's true.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll wind up being a bum, I guess, if I don't take it. If it passes, I hope it doesn't. But can I ask you just one more question? The guy, Richard, that sells the gun kits, is there any way to contact him maybe to help him out or even be a customer or something like that?
There is. I had a memo come across my desk a couple weeks ago, and I don't know where it's at. Pastor Butch Paul, do you have a way to contact Richard?
No, I don't. I was hoping you did. I do not, but I would love to.
He's going
to
call both of us. So, Jim, get a hold of us a little later, would you? And we'll tell you how to get a hold of Richard. If he's listening right now, he might call in and leave his number with our producer right now, and we can give it out. Richard, if you're still listening, we need to give out your contact number. We should have done that anyway. I just didn't think about it. Okay, Jim?
And I hope to have him on the program as early as Monday or Tuesday, so we'll have him on broadcast, too.
Okay, very good. Sounds good. Okay, thanks, Jim.
My name's Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Yes,
okay,
that was Jim on before you. Sorry, Mike. Mike in Maryland, okay? All right, Mike. Thanks for calling in, brother. All right. Pastor Butch Paul, we got the lines clear right now. Would you like to continue on and give us some more information about this situation? And what can each of us do? You know, what would we be doing to raise as much cane, kicking up as much sand as we can?
When I brought this driver's license issue to the attention of the state here the first time, that the man in charge,
the DMV was named Pritt. We had a letter writing contest for a while. Nothing was ever achieved either way. No giving this part, no giving my part. When the new man came in, Joe Chicarillo, I contacted him. We had a meeting, as I told you, on April 5th. He was a little bit nervous about that. He was a little nervous when we came down there, and they brought the lawyer in, of course, and I'm glad they did. Well, they saw we were very sincere. We're not radical. We were not, waving guns in the air. We're bringing forth valid points. And Mr. Chicarillo, I found out after the meeting, doesn't want the national ID card either. As a matter of fact, most governors don't want it, but the people are not speaking up to stop it. If they were, Mr. Chicarillo said I was the first one to contact him about this, and he was thrilled to pieces that somebody was on his side. Now, he doesn't want it for the same reasons I don't want it, but he's shooting the same direction I am, so he's on my side. Pretty sad that the governors of the states as a whole do not want this, but no one in the states has went to the Capitol, as we tried to do here, went into the Capitol complex and said no to this. No one's back
up. Okay, well, we've got to motivate the people. Each individual out there can have a part in this. We can,
and anyone can,
everybody can have a part. What would you suggest they do to do their part at saying no to this now?
Well, if they want to have some research on what we're doing, they go to the website, PastorButch.com, and look under our contact with the DMV over the last year and a half, actually longer than that. They use my materials off of there, copy it right down to the letter. As a matter of fact, on our website, I don't know exactly where it is, there's a letter there from a state representative from Pennsylvania, Samuel Rohrer. He's with the 128th Legislative District in Pennsylvania. Had him on a program on the 24th of July.
Yeah.
Samuel Rohrer was confronted from a friend of his named Real, R-E-I-L, who had been arrested several times without a driver's license, and this Mr. Real challenged Mr. Rohrer to search it out and see if he was right or wrong. Mr. Rohrer had his legal staff check into the legalities of a driver's license, and he was Christian enough and man enough to say, we're wrong. Driver's licenses are unconstitutional. They're not required.
Yes, that's true.
So this information is all on the website.
Okay, now, Pastor Butch, how do you spell your last name for the people?
P-A-U-G-H.
P-A-U-G-H.
Right, Paul.
P-A-U-G-H, okay.
Right.
And then somebody just asked me that. And then, Pastor Butch, give out your contact information. Folks, I'm telling you, write this down and do it, because Pastor Butch Paul will tell you on his website exactly what to say to your state representatives, your, as I say, state elected things. And he'll tell you how to approach this issue. And please, everybody, 100% of the people listening need to do this. And then get your friends to do it, too, because it's coming down on us so quickly. Pastor Butch, give out that contact information again. And you have your comments on there when you went over there and talked to the state leaders. And it's on your website, isn't it?
It is. It's on the left-hand column about two-thirds of the way down. You'll see Pastor Butch address the DMV or something like that.
Fantastic. Good.
But they can contact me on two different phone numbers. I'll give the toll-free number first. It's 800-777-4403, or they can call me if they like and save me a nickel at 304-846-4448. That's 304-846-4448. Go to the website, PastorButch.com. And if they like to listen to the program, I'm on 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 5 nights a week. We're aired on several AVM stations. They go to the website and find out where we are. We're coming up on a brand-new station on September 1st in Knoxville, Tennessee. WITA will be airing the programs from noon to 1, a rebroadcast every day.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that's all on your website.
On the website and on 3.215 shortwave.
Okay, and it's www.pastorbutch.com.
That's it.
www.pastorbutch.com. Good. Okay, brother. Well, fantastic. And also, I want to tell the people, remember, he's running for governor of the state of West Virginia, folks, and we want a governor, one of the 50 governors that is not a globalist, okay, not an internationalist. We need that very badly, folks, so other people in other states can see that it is possible.
Yes, it is.
So let's help try to get Pastor Butch Paul in as governor of West Virginia, folks. So when you call him or write to him, put a donation in there. That's tremendous. It's very important that he has the money to put up signs and to put out flyers and things like that. It costs money to run. And so, Pastor Butch, anything you want to say about that to the people?
Well, I will say this. If it be our Father's divine will and the people will stand behind his will,
yes.
If we elect the governor, there'll be no national ID card in the state. There'll be no national animal ID. There'll be no federal gun control. There'll be no illegal immigration. We will bring this back to a constitutional republic in West Virginia if it means fighting for it.
Right on. Okay, brother. Very good. Okay, folks, we're going to take a little break here. This is the end of the hour break, matter of fact. And Richard just called back to give out his number so that we can have contact with him or a way to get a hold of him. So Richard's on the line. We'll be right back, folks, after this break.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Stafford. I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Time real quick for the program. We want to give Pastor Butch Paul the last few minutes here, but let's, Pastor Butch, let's go back to Richard real quick in Montana. Richard, are you there? People are asking how to get a hold of you, brother. Do you have some information for us?
Hello?
Yes, Richard.
Hi, yes. The website is www.ktordinance, and that's ORDNANCE. .com.
Okay.
And the phone number is 406-834-3611.
Okay, slower. Give out that phone number again.
406-834-3611.
3611. Okay. Hey, Richard, thanks for calling back in again. And that's ktordnance.com?
Correct.
KT, that's Kellogg Tom.
Right.
In case people can't understand it, ktordnance.com. Thanks so much, Richard, and we're going to be asking everybody to pray for you and also get a hold of you and see how they can help, okay?
Thank you.
All right, brother, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pastor Butch, we're just about out of time here. I'll tell you, it can't be more important. It can't be more important than what we're talking about here today, brother.
Okay.
Do you have any final thoughts?
I want to just say this to people out there that are endeavoring to do the will of their Father and not afraid of man. I can promise you, I read the last chapter, we're going to win this thing in the end. I cannot promise you that we're going to have a picnic between here and there, but we are victorious in Christ our Lord. If we'll stay faithful to Him, obey His commandments, and keep the laws that He's given us, we are going to beat this thing either on this earth or in eternity or both.
Yeah. Well,
that's something, that's why I have no fear of man, because man can only send me home. That's all they can do.
That's all. That's all, brother. That's right. And I'll tell you, folks, God is watching. Our Lord God is watching, and He is watching to see who will rise up for Him against the evildoers and who will stand up for Him against the workers of iniquity.
Amen.
And, folks, you don't believe it? Read Psalm 94:16. That's exactly
Amen.
Where that is. He's watching each and every one of us, isn't He, Pastor Butch?
Every day. Every day. And I want to urge the people to check out Luke 22:36, as He told disciples to arm themselves, because battles are probably in the future.
Yes. All right. What was that again?
Luke 22:36.
Luke 22:36. Okay.
Yes, Christ Himself told us to carry a sword. In Nehemiah chapter 4, you'll find how He told to defend themselves by family. It's all in the Bible.
Yes, it sure is. Well, brother, Lord bless you.
Thank you, Brother Jack.
God has blessed all of us to have you there, a doggone member of the Black Regiment, man. You know, and we need to revive the Black Regiment, folks, and have preachers like Pastor Butch Paul in this country. We'll get it back under God and our constitutional system if we can do that. So, folks, I want to tell you, get copies of material from Pastor Butch Paul's website. Get his materials and give it to your preacher. Okay, give it to your preacher. The preachers need to know that they're not doing the will of God today, who told us to stand up against wickedness in high places. And the preachers are not doing it. Therefore, the people in the pews are not doing it either.
Thank you, Brother Jack.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for being on with us. And thanks for all you're doing for so many, for God and country. We love you, brother.
Love you, too.
You take care. Bye-bye now. Well, folks, that's it for today. Wow, I'll tell you. It is so much to do, but it is good duty, folks. If you do what God asks you to do and you know you need to do for your family, it is good duty, and God will bless you for it. So just let's get busy together, do the things we need to do, and stop this Luciferian system from coming upon us. Have a great weekend, folks, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good day.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.